Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today. Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day, and we have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you have any more home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990 or theradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. What a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. If you don't have any needs today, save on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we celebrate today. National Don't Friday, the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. National Heat Awareness Day. If you're in Southern California, you probably don't need to worry about that one today. But I'm looking forward to National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. I can wait for blueberry cheesecake. I'm not most of the food, but cheesecake does seem one that I can get on a regular basis, so I would do that, of course. National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. And it's obviously we have to be looking at the markets. We always watch the markets for you as well. Dow Jones Industrial Average off the highs. It's been very active. Dow Jones down 14.32. Oil is up 29 cents per barrel. And U.S. 10-year Treasury down a little bit. 2.25 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Again, I am projecting that or forecasting. It'll probably go down somewhere in the 1.9 range is my guess. 1.9 is where we'll probably see oil going to. So we will check that one out for you as well. What's happening in the world right now? Well, let's look at economics first because we did see some enhancement in our numbers. We saw that first quarter GDP was revised from 0.7%. That's not a good number. Up to 1.2%. Still not great, but much better. The consensus was for a 0.8. April durable goods orders fell 0.7%. The consensus was for a decline of 1.5%. That's a bit better than what they were expecting. Excluding volatile transportation orders, durable orders fell 0.4%. The Federal Reserve released their minutes this week. They plan to reduce the $4.5 trillion of mortgage-backed securities on its balance sheet. And I shared with you all over the past several months that my anticipation was it wasn't going to be as big an issue as many people thought. They didn't that the Fed was going to just go in and wholesale sell the items on their balance sheet to reduce their holdings. And I didn't think that would happen. The Fed has come out now. And basically what they said is all they're going to do is instead of reinvesting the principal payments from securities, they're going to gradually allow the quantity of securities to run off each month. So basically, as you go and refinance your house or as you go and sell your house, where the Federal Reserve was the purchaser of those holdings, of those securities, well, now they're going to collect that money when you sell because that was their money for the lender. So what they're going to do is they're going to let that money just go back into their balance sheet, reducing holdings and let the market take over for those holdings. Very simple way of going through the entire process, and it's a whole lot more sense because then you don't have that extra expense going on. You don't have to worry about that issue. So just a little thought there for you, a little bit of insight into the marketplace. We are seeing right now that the American spending money on travel, that is a good thing or a bad thing? I would suggest it's probably pretty decent, right? I mean, we want to see people out there having a good time over the holidays. That's what we generally anticipate is people going out there, having fun, enjoying the weekend with their families. Just a thought for you. But the idea there, we're spending more money. So we've been seeing where retail sales have not been good. That's been a big issue that we've been thinking about, retail sales not being good. Well, now what's happening is people are spending their money in different manner. So it's not an issue right now of people going to the mall to spend their money. What they're doing is saying, I don't need to go to the mall anymore. I can find a different way of spending my money. That's why Amazon, there's a big race right now to see whether Amazon or Alphabet, which is really Google, to see which one of those companies gets to $1,000 a share first. So the markets are watching that very, very closely. We'll see what happens. We'll see where it goes. We'll see what the plan is on that one. So that's what the story is in the arena. And people are spending money now. You didn't want to spend money before. When you have an uncertainty in the markets, when there's uncertainty in the marketplace, then people don't want to spend money. Decide, well, you know something, well, I'm not going to spend money. They may not be saving it, they may be making it, but the market doesn't do real well. According to a recent report from AAA, which used examples of domestic travel volumes, as well as data from research from IHS Market, which qualified Memorial Day travelers going 50% away from home during Tuesday, May 25th through Monday, May 29th, predicts that 9.3 million travelers will be hitting the road for this year for the long weekend, which is up 2.7%, roughly 1 million from 2016, making this the highest volume of Monday weekend travel since 2005. That is good news. They're expected to see that going on. The other interesting information out there in the marketplace, and I thought I'd take a look at this today and share this study with you. One of the issues that we have seen recently is that there's a tremendous amount of emphasis put on the Congressional Budget Office's projections. And basically, the common word, nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. That's the way every sentence starts when they talk about the Congressional Budget Office. I'm going to share with you a little bit here that one of the issues with the Congressional Budget Office have a problem with is that they've got a mandate that's really an impossible mandate. They cannot possibly follow through what the feds want, what Congress wants, and then everybody goes out and says, not everybody, but many people will go out and they cite them as if they are the all-knowing, they've got everything. Well, here's the issue with that. Here's the issue that I have with it is the majority of the time they're looking at what are the 10-year numbers. Now, this is from a Congress, a government, that cannot figure out how to deal with the budget for 1 year. Right? They can deal with these continuing resolutions and spending. They can't do a budget 1 year. Yet they expect that the Congressional Budget Office is going to be able to score every bill that they have with a 10-year number, a 10-year budget. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You have to say, what were we 10 years ago? What were we doing? What did our country look like 10 years ago? When you ask that question, okay, 10 years ago, did we have an iPhone? Did anybody know what an iPhone was? Look at the way the world changed. Well, 10 years ago, we were talking about, well, Facebook wasn't around. Mark Zuckerberg, he wasn't a billionaire at that point. We were talking about Amazon in the sense that they were continuing to lose because they were a bookstore and nobody wanted to buy from them. So then everybody starts saying, okay, well, the Congressional Budget Office has to score these bills based on what's going to be 10 years from now. Well, 7 years ago this month, the Democrats put through President Obama's namesake, Obamacare. The House of Representatives got a single vote and only three Democrat votes to spare. Time the CEO said that in 2017, 3 million people would be enrolled in insurance that they acquired through Obamacare's government-run exchanges. Well, 2017 is here, and the actual tally is 9.2 million. So they missed their projection by 14 million people, 48%. It's not even close enough for government work. Even California, I mean, we only missed our numbers by 2.9 billion. We're talking about some of the numbers in California. So you have to be real careful when you listen to the scoring. They're asked to do something that is extremely difficult. And then when they go and do it, everybody takes it as if it's the gospel, it's going to happen. Well, Monday, we're going to see some big numbers coming out with regard to the fate of Obamacare and the exchanges. A routine court may bring about the beginning of the end of Obamacare's insurance exchanges. On Monday, the Trump administration, White House, must give a status report to a federal court appeal of a lawsuit over insurer subsidies. Following seems innocuous, it is an opportunity for Trump to immediately end the insurer subsidies. So be cognizant of what's coming out, what's around us, what we're seeing coming. You listening on Segal Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. When we come back, real estate exchanges continue. Is that so? We also are seeing long-term U.S. mortgage rates at their lowest numbers. Is there a housing bubble forming? U.S. home equity is back. Why aren't more people borrowing? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or radio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome to Ron Siegel. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio time at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, the Real Time Real Estate Segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So what is our subject today? Real estate inventory challenge. That is the subject of our reporting today. It's very interesting that we've been seeing some different numbers come through. The big issue that we're noticing is that there's not a lot of inventory. There's not a lot of homes available for sale. In the world of new home sales, month over month, they're down 11.4%. They're up 0.5% year over year. Median price, 9,000, down 3.7% from April of 2016. Inventory is only at 4.8 months. These are all national numbers. Remember, the national, not the real numbers. Existing home sales down 2.3% from last month, up 1.6% year over year. The median is up 6% from April of 2016. The median price of homes throughout the country, 204,800. Inventory is at a 4.2-month supply. So think about that number, 4.2 months. It needs to be a normal supply. So it is a seller's market. Homes in the lower and mid-market price range are hard to find in most markets, and when one is listed for sale, interest is immediate, and multiple offers are nudging the eventual sales price higher, according to Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. So after a surge in March, existing home sales and new home sales slowed due to a drop in inventory available for sale in the startup and trade-up categories. Median existing home prices surged for the 62nd straight month, up 6% over last year. And new home prices slowed as builders have started to focus towards single-family, smaller homes. Now you have to understand here, median price, and median pricing can be skewed, and that basically the median pricing is done because you have to have exactly the number of whatever it is above and beyond, so above and below. So if you've got $1 million, if you've got a bunch of high-priced homes, or in this case, what it looks like in the market they're talking about here, is if there are a lot of homes in the cheaper segment of the builders, then the prices are going to go down. If they're buying building a lot of lots, you may have, even though the average might be going up and prices might be going up, but because of the quantity of homes, not the dollar value, just simply the quantity, that's skewing the median numbers. So the late SED at Chapman University used to frequently talk about the idea that it's a poor method of determining property values. But being that that's the number we've been using forever, we have to stick with the same in order to keep things consistent. So that is the real-time real estate segment by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. I'm frequently asked, especially as the real estate continues to heat up, everybody that's buying a piece of property in 2016 lived through the real estate debacle of 2008, 2007. And everyone talks about, well, there's this big, big buildup and what's called a bubble. And are we building another bubble right now has been the question. And because these questions come up all the time. When we see the dot-com bubble, people look at the dot-com industry, and they're concerned that everything that came aboard is going to be a bubble. So there's always that question. It's kind of hard when you're in the stock market. That's tangible. So it's hard to tell what is a bubble, what is not a bubble. But when you're dealing with, you can touch it, you can see it, you can feel it, you look at it, you see the for sale sign go up today, down tomorrow, the sold sign on it. So if the housing bubble bursts, is the U.S. ready? These are all different headlines. Housing bubble deja vu. Are we in a new housing bubble? The new housing bubble. The housing bubble is back. Rising rates take aim at the housing bubble. These are all the different things we see going through right now. But here's what the numbers and statistics and answer these questions for you. So the actual year-over-year percentage change in price for the state of California, 5.8% year-over-year increase. For the United States, it's 6.9%. Not an outrageous number when you look at those. When we look at going forward, forecasted year percentage change, 9.7% in California, 4.8% for the United States. Again, that's a big number, 9.7% forecasted price change. You got to be careful when you're looking at numbers like that, 9.7%. Now, the historical norm, 6%, is the family home appreciation. If you go back decades, you look at the historical norm, 3.6%. Over the last 12 months, we're at 6.9%. And for the next 12 months, we're projecting for the, again, national number, 4.8. Not bubble numbers when you're looking at it, saying 4.8 versus a 3.6. Now, when I say 3.6, that's what happens when you look back for a long time, not just going back a couple of years, not a short period. It's when you go back 25, 30 years. Because when you look at the going back that far, bubbles become a little less important because what happens is you get the big spike up, you get a massive spike down, and you still run the same line and say, okay, if we look at the numbers back 25 years where they were there and then where they are today, well, you take into account that bubble, and that's where we come up with this 3.6% annual single-family home appreciation. So what I really want to talk to you today is I'm going to give you a logical explanation as to why home prices should be increasing in today's market. We're going to prove that lending is not repeating the mistakes of the pre-crisis mortgage market. We're going to address the issue of new construction and its impact on the bubble issue. And I'm going to tell you where I got all the information that I'm going to share with you. So without data, you're just another person with an opinion. But I don't want to do is just be giving you my opinion. I want to give you the data that backs it up. So let's look at these. First, we'll look at the explanation of why prices should be increasing in the market. Well, existing home sales. The chart on existing home sales going from January of 2016 all the way moving forward, not looking at anything outrageous to changes. I've got the chart, and these are Freddie Mac numbers. The chart that goes back and it looks at it and says, okay, we're just slightly above January last year. February is basically flat. March was a little bit above. Those are the most recent numbers we have. We're seeing the exact same pattern. January is a low period. June is a high period in sales. That's the way we expect things to happen. Existing home sales year over year, 5.9%. Not a major issue. The West, 5.2%. So we're positive in all these areas, but again, nothing huge. The South is big, is carrying the wave, 8.5% increase in their sales and existing home sales. The year-over-year supply last 12 months, that's where we're seeing the supply is dropping. We haven't had supply. So right now, 6.6% supply from the last 12 months. In February, we're down 6.4%. The average days on the market, that's where we're at, area that we're seeing that properties in the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington, the days on the market is not even 30 days on market. The United States average is 34 days on the market. What's that tell you? That tells you there's a lot of demand for real estate. You got a lot of demand. When you have a lot of demand and you don't have a lot of supply, prices are going to continue to go up. So you look at the month's inventory supply from 2011 through today, the inventory continues to decline. In 2011, there were a lot of properties available for sale. Today, there's not a lot of properties. The National Association of Realtors. In April of last year, we had a 4.6 month supply. Today, we're looking at 3.8 supply. Last month, 3.8. January was 3.5. November 3.6. So we're staying very, very low on the side. According to Case Shiller, the year-over-year price change for 20-city composite, you know, 5% in September, 5.1% October. January is 5.7. Remember, they're always 3-month lag on the Case-Shiller numbers. So according to Lawrence Yoon, the National Association of Realtors chief economist, the intensifying housing shortage is going to push up home prices and rents and easily above wage growth and the broad consumer price inflation. It's a good investment, and you need somewhere to live. Doug Duncan, the Fannie Mae chief economist. Positive demographic factors should continue to reshape the housing market as rising employment incomes appear to be positively influencing millennial home ownership rates. However, the tight supply of home sales continues to act as both a boon to home prices and an impediment to affordability. The Housing Affordability Index, we'll talk about when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. We're going to also talk about the long U.S. mortgage rates falling to the lowest level since 2017. Is that good or bad about it? We're going to also talk about U.S. home equity is back. So why aren't people borrowing about that as well? Remember, you can just anytime our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Radio on Twitter. Don't miss any part of our broadcast. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within America, there are solutions as well as this opportunity. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel anytime at 800-306-1990. Mortgage Minute is being brought to you by Gold Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, when you're buying a house, refinancing a house, anything you're looking to do, in a Gold Star Mortgage has the programs and the products for you. Give me a call, put you in touch with them. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates, the lowest level since 2017. This is according to the numbers that come out from the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey. Current week, 3.95% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. You have to pay a little bit of points to get that. Last week was 4.02. The 52-week high, 4.32. The 52-week low, 3.41. About a half a point above the 52-week high. Half a point above the 52-week low. And we're pretty close to the same. We're right in the middle, pretty much. 15-year, which I am not a fan of, the 15-year mortgage. There are people that like it, 3.19. The 52-week low on that is 2.72. 5-year adjustable, 0.07. I have no problem with the 5. My favorite is actually the 7-year fixed to adjustable. It is a loan that is fixed for the first year, since we only keep our loans in this country for 5.2 years on average. I kind of like that 7-year fixed because generally you can save a little bit of money. But that is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So we're going to continue our conversation about this housing bubble. Is there one? Well, question mark. We're presenting the evidence to you so you can actually make your own informed decision. I'm not a big believer that there is a housing bubble right now. Definition of a bubble is prices going up because prices are going up. Well, that's not why they're going up right now. We're going up based up because of economics 101. That's the reason. Supply and demand. Supply meets demand. That's just the basics of economics. And when there's a limited amount of demand, well, you start seeing the prices continue to increase. And that's just the way the marketplace works on these all the time. So I want to just share with you, we're going through some of the data. We started that in the last segment. Check us out, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. We'll have that there for you. But we're going to continue moving right along. The Housing Affordability Index, again, according to the National Association of Realtors, measures whether or not a typical family earns enough income to qualify for a mortgage loan on a typical home at the national level based on the most recent price and income data. So basically, a value of 100 means a family earning the median income earns enough to qualify for a mortgage on a median-priced home at the time. Anything above 100 means the family has more than enough to qualify. The higher the score, the easier it is for them to qualify. So the Housing Affordability Index from 2009 through today, it's been 169 in 2009. The affordability got very high in 2012. We'll talk about that in a minute. It was at 197. Today we're at 161.2. So we're pretty much 2009 through today. Pretty much the same. But let's look backwards and see whether it was more or less affordable. Remember, the higher the number, the more affordable it is. So in 2012, why was it so affordable? We had a lot of distressed properties. Those people that were working were making money, obviously. So the income was being there, but the property values were dropping, so it was more affordable. Interest rates were at record lows at the time. That's why I got to a 197. But in 1990, the affordability was 108. In 91, it was 110. Remember, I said the higher the number, the more affordable housing is. Today, we're at 161. So through the highest we got to for from 1990 through 2008 was in 2008. Number was 138. Kind of hovered around 125 to 133 for most years from 92 to 2004. We're at 161. So housing is more affordable now than it's been almost any time in the last 20 years. Well, it's 27 years. Right? My math is a little correct. So according to the Z report, to be, I'll quote them, to be clear, in our view, the risk is not that affordability of potential entry-level home buyers is reasonable. In fact, we believe affordability is still stronger than historical norms. Part of the concern arises from the compounding effect, higher mortgage rates and escalating home prices and how the near-term psyche of buyers, limiting confidence in the equation. So let's move on to the next step. I'm going to prove to you that lending is not repeating mistakes of pre-crisis mortgage levels. If you try to get a loan lately, you probably already know. You know that the mortgage credit availability affects a mortgage banker association. Availability is higher than it's been any time since, well, going back to April 2013 is the chart in front of me. Historic data for mortgage credit availability index, a mortgage banker association, the numbers are tremendous. Now, do you have to be able to document information? Certainly. That's what is back when the bubble, if you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan. Well, that wasn't really good. That's what why the bubble formed, because everybody was getting a loan just because everybody was getting a loan. Now, when we look at the affordability, yes, it's affordable, but you have to know what you need to do to take advantage of market. Because interest rates, like I shared with you, they're still at very low numbers, and the lowest level was 2017. But you have to be able to document your income. You can't just put on a piece of paper that I earn $30,000 a month and, oh, yeah, I'm a piece of paper. That doesn't work anymore. You have either your pay stubs, your 1099, your W-2. You might have to show statements to show that you've got the income that you've got. It's all documented data. That stuff is all things that we're really needing in this marketplace. Yeah, you can't go and say that you don't have a tax return. Now, there are some programs out there that you need a tax return for. There's going to be some of the private money transactions. And yes, they are out there. Yes, I can put you in touch with the people that offer those. But the issue becomes you're going to pay a higher interest rate and a higher down payment. If you want to get the 3% down payment or the 3.5% down payment programs, tax return, pay stubs, bank statements, credit reports, all those things are required, whereas basically anybody and their mother could get a loan. Heck, you didn't even have to be alive to get a loan back in 2007. We even know of some reports of some dog loans in 2007. Can't do that now. I'm going to talk to a great mortgage banker. That's our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They'll hand you a checklist and say, here's the checklist of the documents that we need. If you provide those documents, there's plenty of money out there. There are plenty of opportunity out there. But if you had a divorce, you need a divorce decree. If you had a bankruptcy, well, look at the documentation on that as well. The programs are there. The question is, do you want to do what it takes? Do you want to own that house? Do you want to be 45 times greater net worth, or have 45 times greater net worth as a homeowner, as opposed to a renter? Do you want the forced savings? Do you want the appreciation? Well, the answer to those questions is yes. You got to do what it takes. You got to do what you're being told, what the market is requiring. If somebody's going to hand you a $400,000 asset or a loan to buy a $400,000, $200,000 asset, whatever the number is, today they want to know, how are they going to get their money back? You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, U.S. home equity is back, so why are people not moving? And we're going to address the issue of new construction and its impact on the quote-unquote bubble issue. So we'll talk about that one when we come back as well. Remember, you can reach time our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter. Ron Siegel, and if you miss any part of our Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as opportunities. You just need some guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The World Wealth segment today is being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have some equity in your property? Maybe you're looking for a new home. The biggest question is the age. If you're 60 years of age, you probably qualify for the mortgage. It's not that difficult a program to qualify for. So the idea, and it is a great program. So my thinking right there is take a look at it and see about if it works for you. I'm just suggesting that it's probably for you. Think about this concept. You get to decide the mortgage payment is optional. So if you want to make a small payment, fine. You want to make a large payment, that's fine. You don't want to make a payment, that's fine. You own the property. You never give a title on your property. You have a lien on property, just like any other note. You get to manage your taxes. If you are not making a payment, you don't have interest deduction. But say 2 years from now, you want to make a payment and cover that interest that you've accumulated for the last 2 years. Depending upon what the laws are at the time, but they were the same they are today, you make that payment and you get a debt. All that money becomes a tax deduction at that time, whatever your accrued interest was. So that becomes a deduction. You can manage it that way. Think about your Social Security. You've got a bunch of property, and it's getting you a zero rate of return, and yet you might take your Social Security early, whereas you could be taking and getting that percent growth until age 70 and take some money out of your real estate and not having that loss. Think about that concept. A lot of benefits to that reverse mortgage. So, again, it's a great program for the right person. It is not a program. I don't think any program is right for everybody, but it may be right for you. The issue this morning, though, is home equity is back. Why aren't people borrowing? Alicia Johnson and her husband wanted to renovate their home last fall, but ran into a roadblock. When they tried to refinance their mortgage and borrow against it, their equity, five banks, Johnson's mortgage covered their home in Virginia and some land. That became a problem for them. The rules have changed. Banks, again, like I said, they're looking at many, many areas. But the biggest problem is people get in their way their own hands. They will call one lender, generally a bank on the corner, and want to find out, can they borrow money? Well, that bank only offers one program, theirs. Call a mortgage banker. They're going to offer that same program, most likely. If it's a great mortgage banker, they're going to have the majority of the big banks that are on the street. They'll be able to shop them at their wholesale window, then they can offer to you at the retail window pricing. But they're also going to be able to go around the country and to some of the non-brick-and-mortar institutions. They might go to insurance companies. A lot of people don't realize that they've got a bunch of equity in their property. We've talked about that before. Next month is home ownership month. Maybe you just want to sell your house and be able to buy a new one. There's people that are in that boat as well. So make a phone call. Check it out. As long as your credit scores are doing well. Again, any of those issues can just be a planning issue. I deal a lot when I have listeners call me and they'll say, Ron, I don't know if I can buy a house. I had one yesterday that they said, I know nothing about this. It's a great, not a problem. Let's find out what you have, where you are. Then we find out that one of the parties is a veteran. And obviously on this Memorial Day, as we go to Memorial Day weekend, we say to all of our veterans, we pay a special tribute so that they made the ultimate sacrifice, or made the ultimate sacrifice. But you have a conversation. Not all institutions, not even all mortgage bankers are going to offer the veterans loan. So think about that. That's the best loan on the market. Just a thought for you right there. So if you have a bunch of equity, you want to maybe add another bedroom. You might want to get a new roof. You might want to put a pool in. Whatever the case may be, there may be benefit in looking at using some of your home equity for that purpose. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by AskAboutMortgages.com. Continuing our conversation, is there a housing bubble issue? So one of the issues we always look at in the housing bubble is we look at not only how home values, which we've been talking about this morning, but about housing construction. So for years we've talked to our friends over at Chapman University, and we need about 1.5 million new home units to cover obsolescence and new housing. But if you look back, we never got there. We hit a low of new housing starts of 157,000 in 2009, and in 2017, projecting 374,000. Not a huge number. So these are all small. 374,000 is through April. we're not starting a lot. We need to be starting more. We need to be getting more housing units out there so that we can cover this obsolescence issue. Now, if the builders are not building new homes and we need new homes for household formations, that would mean people that are getting older, kids growing up, wanting to start their own family, renting or buying a new home, kids that are maybe they're not even a family, maybe they're just leaving the nest. What are they going to do? Are they going to buy a house or rent a house? We have to have some place for both. If you're not getting the new housing and you're getting the increase of people wanting new housing, that's creating more demand. That's why we're looking at 4.8 months supply, 4.2 months supply, whatever the number is at any given time. That's why we're seeing those issues. Why those are existing is because we're not starting as many new homes. And we've got to keep doing it. We've got to build that. But here's the issue. If we don't have new homes, yet we have people wanting those properties, it makes sense to you why you say we're not in a bubble. It's demand. The demand keeps increasing. We're not filling that. If we don't fill that void, look at the same thing. Prices should increase simply because of economics 101. Not really rocket science. When we look at these issues, not rocket science. It's the fact that we just have to keep building new units. Prices will continue to go up, and they can continue to go up forever at these kind of rates as long as there is not supply. Because I had a conversation with somebody, and they were saying my house is not worth that much money. And I said, well, I just saw one that got in a bidding war. A bidding war. That's the important key right there. If it's getting into a bidding war, then that's where you're starting to look at the issues, the concept of people needing to raise or seeing prices increase. Not needing, but seeing prices increase. Because, again, it's demand. There is only one house that is yours. There's only every house is unique. So if you go into a community and there's only two houses for sale and there's 10 people, that's the bidding that goes into play. Now, you have to be careful when you have these bidding wars like this. Because what ends up happening is you still have to make sure that the property is appraised unless the consumer has cash. If they don't have cash, then they can get an appraiser comes in and they say, well, that property that we thought was only worth $520,000 and sold for $600,000, the appraisal may come in at $600,000. So you've got to have a great real estate agent that understands how to deal with a portion of it as well. So I think we've given you some pretty good statistics and data and sources to really dispel this myth that we're not in a housing bubble. We've got a good reason why prices are going up. We've got a good reason that there's money available, that people are working and the mortgages are available. And we're shown that there's not a lot of supply of inventory in the market. I think those prices continue to increase, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. What is a great thing is, as we ask you every single day, set that first video button, come here every day to join Ron Radio, where thanks to all of our sponsors, and a very big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can tweet me at Ron Siegel. Facebook Messenger is pretty simple as well. I'm on Siegel Radio. There's a message button right there as well. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Today, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's on. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Hi, MG. Really? That's got a month left for what?
Bark box.
What?
Open a bark box. $10 plus 18 expired. Expires, 18 expires. 6 plus 19 plus 17. Champagne, French, bakery, cafe. 10% off expires. 6 plus 20 plus 2017.
Yeah.
Are going to activate your deals.
You can delete them, buddy. What are you saying, Mitchell Siegel?
Nothing much.
JoJo and hang out with him.
Cool.
We go over to watch his dad's coach and help his dad, maybe.
I don't think his dad needs any help.
His dad coaches him.
I know, but I don't know if he needs any help.
We're going to coach with him or something. That's weird. Brother's basketball coach. What? Gary McDonald? Do we know him?
Yeah.
Can I add him?
Yeah.
He friend requested me. How do we know him?
He used to be one of your coaches.
Mr. King today.
Did you?
Tell me how happy I am that we got the city back up and running again.
What's that mean, got the city up and running again?
Where we can do our thing, the 5K and the 4th of July, everything.
Okay. Nice.
Didn't you say he had something for you or something?
what you're talking about, Mitch.
Remember the one time you said, if you see Mr. Caden, let him know that you, that he has something for you?
Might be old information, buddy.
Maybe it was all for information because that's how you told me you had. They had something for you. They thought they'd get that envelope or something from him or something. You told me one time. I like to know how people know me, that way I don't just add them.
That's fine. And he was a coach of yours, though.
Football coach? Says, I have to get back to work. Please forget I asked.
He used to sit right in front of us at some of the baseball games, too. I can't believe you don't remember, Bob.
What's his picture look like? Is he a